should you be strong and courageous? Well, find out today because we have a verse for you. Hello and welcome to Love and Encouragement to Live By. I'm Tammy Thompson, a Christian author under the pen name of T.S. Thompson, and you can learn more about my books by visiting my website at ts-thompson.com.
Yes, and I'm Jo Heather Dodson, your Christian coach, helping you discover what God has next for your work, your ministry, and your life. Learn more about my coaching services at yourchristiancoach.net. Thanks for joining in today for your weekly dose of love and encouragement as we talk about Joshua 1:9 to help deepen your Christian living. Well, sometimes I admit it's hard to feel strong and courageous. Life can be really tough and it can wear you down over time, kind of like water dripping on a stone. But God has made a way for you to overcome fear and dread. Let's see what Joshua 1:9 has to say about it. Here God is speaking to Joshua, who was Moses' assistant. After Moses died and Joshua was being put in place to lead the Israelites into the promised land, the Lord spoke to him and said, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go."
This is going to be a good one, Jo Heather. I know. Because God talks about it, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And he's just reminding. Sometimes, we'll talk about today in today's scripture. Sometimes we need that extra reminder that God is with us wherever we go. It's going to be really good. Before we dive in, let me just let you know, if you're enjoying this podcast, you can sign up on our weekly newsletter and we'll email you the podcast every week. And don't forget to like, share, follow, and subscribe. And you can also help us grow by partnering with us, through prayer. Your prayers are they help us. And and also your financial support so we can grow and do more things. And you can serve as a sponsor spotlight.
Absolutely. So God is abundantly clear as he's giving instructions to Joshua. He repeats 3 times the phrase, "be strong and courageous," in verses 6-9 in Joshua chapter 1. If you haven't grabbed your Bible yet, grab it. And basically, the verse we're looking at today, God calls it a command. Mm-hmm. The Lord is commanding Joshua to be strong and courageous. It's not an option, right? He said, "I command you to be strong and courageous." And guess what? You can take this command for yourself. And, as I said, I just don't think, I've never thought a command was optional, but what do you think, Tammy?
No, it's so true. And sometimes like the way he's worded too, "have I not commanded you?" Like, do you not remember? Do you not know? Hello?
Yes.
And so be courageous indeed, And I think it's really important if you study this story and where they're at. Jo Heather talked about a little bit. Moses had just died. Now, the last time that they were about to go into the promised land, what kept them from happening? Fear, right? Yes. The other spies came in and made everybody, can't take that. Like, God's not big enough. There's got giants over there. We can't. And it's a punishment. Yes, it was a punishment. And I'm sure Joshua was so disappointed. It says he wept, And it's like they couldn't go into the promised land. They had to walk around the desert for 40 years. So that whole generation died out. So these children now are with Joshua and God saying, okay, this time, be courageous indeed. Do not be afraid. I'm sure he was ready. I think he was ready 40 years ago,
Yes.
Right? And that would probably be to the other point. And when I was studying this, Jo Heather, is remember, Joshua was now 40 years older than he was the last time he stood there. I don't remember how old he was when he was there the first time, because they said he was young when he was first maybe he was in his 20s or something. Mm-hmm. But still, you got to add 40 years to whatever that was, And so God's saying, be strong, don't worry or feel, he doesn't want you to feel feeble or old. Because remember when he brought him out of Egypt, not one was feeble. He brought him out strong to start with. So he's just like, he's reminding him, no, you're going to be strong. You're going to go into this land. Mm-hmm. You're going to be strong. Don't look at your body. Don't look at your age. Don't feel limited. So today, do you feel like, made me think about my life's, my life situations and those who are listening in. Do you not feel strong enough or prepared enough to do what God's called you to do. Mm-hmm. You know, because this is, yeah. you know, God's saying not to worry about this and to have, you know, good courage. And he's also telling him before he goes into the land, he's telling him ahead of time. He's not waiting for, you know, something to happen and then say, oh, don't be afraid of that. He's telling him ahead of time. This is for yeah. us too, you know, for the things that God has stuff for you to do. And he doesn't want you to be, you know, feeling like you're not equipped to do it.
Yes. You know, as you're saying that, Tammy, what comes up in my spirit is the fact that he is telling him ahead of time. So it's almost taking me back to this renewing your mind. Okay. Walk in strong and courageous. Mm. Don't wait until you're under fear and attack and under anxiety. It's a lot harder to overcome that mountain or that obstacle. And God knows this about us. He created us. He loves us. He knows us. He knows how under attack we are in this fallen world at this moment in time. And so he's building up Joshua, and he's building you up. He's saying, okay, walk in strong and courageous. Don't allow yourself to slip. So there's just something there about, it's kind of like walking in divine health. Mm. You know, we talk about that on other podcasts. If you're walking in divine health and then you're catching the symptoms, you know, as they attack you and you go, nope, that's not for me. I reject you because I'm in divine health because Christ died on the cross for me to have that. The word says, right? The word says it. And I'm receiving that promise. So there's a lot here that you can take and apply to other scriptures and to other areas of your life. So God continues in his charge to Joshua and tells him not to be afraid or dismayed. So, I mean, again, this is for you guys. Maybe you live in a state of fear. And there could be a lot of reasons for that. But I just want you to hear today that the Lord doesn't intend for you to live in that state of fear and panic. You know, if you are dwelling in these types of emotions, I'm just going to say it. It means you're not trusting in God. And that is not a judgment at all, because I say it to myself. When I start to feel fear coming in, I know I am not trusting in God. Because if I'm living in a state of fear, then my eyes are on my own situation and not on the God of the universe. So I want you to hear that. If you're living in a state of fear, your eyes are on your own situation. You're looking at yourself. You're not looking at God. You know, his shoulders are big enough and broad enough to handle any situation you find yourself in. And I'm not belittling any dangerous situations you might be in today. I want you to know that. I can't know what type of space you're listening from. But what I am saying is that God is greater than your present circumstances. And he wants you to put your trust in him. And he is telling you, I will give you strength and courage. You just trust me. You just trust me.
Wow. You know, when you first started off with that fear, something inside me just felt like it dropped into my stomach, Joe Heather. Because, you know, I lived in a state of the bondage of fear for a while, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was so, the power of words are so important and stuff. But I was so afraid as a single mom, what if something happened to me? Who's going to take care of my kids? And because I had that fear, the enemy just had a picnic with it. You know, everything I felt, you know, he still, every little symptom I get to this day, he'll still tell me, it could be terminal. I'm like, would you just shut up? Everything is terminal. I take my authority in Christ. Yes. But I lived in that bondage. And I remember, you know, now that I'm not living in the bondage of fear, you know, it took a while to get out of that. And it did. I had to stop living in sin because I was living with my fiance at the time. It's several years ago, you know, and I had to, you know, God forgives us when we sin, but you attract a lot of things when you open up the gate. It's almost like you're just a target for the enemy to come in. And so it wasn't really until I stepped away from that relationship and could keep my focus on Christ and not be living in sin that I was able to break free that bondage of fear. And trusting God. You know, I got into that whole relationship out of fear to begin with, because I didn't think I could support my kids on my own. So fear can cause you to make bad decisions. And it just, in my spirit now, I'm thinking maybe the reason why he was telling them this ahead of time is so that Joshua didn't make decisions on fear.
Amen.
But was able to follow the Lord's leading on this. Because he did. He told them ahead of time. He didn't wait until God knew exactly what Joshua was going to face going into that land. He knows exactly what you're going to face next week or the week after. And he's letting you know ahead of time, you do not have to fear these things. You know, and don't make decisions based on what you think might happen. Because that's what happened before. They were afraid of the giants, so they didn't go in.
Mm-hmm.
So don't, you know, you can make a lot of bad choices out of fear. So the other thing, which we talked a little bit about the fear part, is about the dismayed part.
Yeah.
And I was looking at that because I hadn't really thought about that part of the verse a whole lot before. So I spent some time thinking about it. Now, we don't typically say, I'm dismayed today, Jo Heather.
We don't say that.
I love taking, especially being an author.
I'm in dismay.
I love just looking at words and really, because we have such a, America, it, the English vocabulary is so enriched. We have so, I mean, look at the, you can bring up synonyms and antonyms and stuff. We have such a diverse language.
Yes.
And so, you know, basically what this means, if you look it up, because I love looking up words because it really opens up my eyes to understanding it better. This means to not be alarmed or upset or even worried. So he's telling them ahead of time. You might see some stuff when you go over there, just like you might see some stuff. And you know, don't be dismayed, don't be alarmed, don't be upset, and don't be worried about it. You know, and again, he told him ahead of time. And I believe, you know, this is all preparation. You get that foundation in God ahead of time. You don't wait until catastrophe strikes and say, "What am I going to do now?" You have that built up so that you know when something comes against you, I don't have to be afraid.
Amen. Amen. And what came up for me as you were saying that, you know, I was having a memory. We've had people speak things about my children that have caused a sense of fear to rise. And I try to nip it immediately because I'm like, no, that is the enemy. And I can't make, like you said, good choices.
That's right.
When I'm looking at fear and they're speaking about what's going to happen later down the road, right? And I'm like, no, God is the God of the universe. My eyes are on Him. He is my very present God. He's with me right now, and He's going to be with my kids right now and in the future. You know, so you just have to keep renewing your mind. We talk about renewing your mind a lot. Just keep reminding yourself, no, wait a minute. You know, and that's why the words are written down in Scripture. So you can use the account of Joshua as an inspiration for yourself. Because he was going to see things in the land. And the Lord was saying, wait, no, be strong and courageous. Don't be dismayed. You know, so you can say, I'm going to be like Joshua. I'm not going to be dismayed. Because, buddy, you can look around this country that we're broadcasting from and be very dismayed.
Yes.
I mean, I can tell you that right now. But my eyes are on Jesus. Mm-hmm. My eyes are not on all of the earthly stuff. It's not that I'm not aware of it, but I know who is greater.
That's right.
And my God is greater. And so now I want us to get to the best part of the verse, the part that I just really love. And so here's the question. Why should you not be afraid or lose faith? Well, it gives you the answer. Because the Lord your God is with you anywhere you go. And when I hear the anywhere, I mean, it means wherever. It doesn't matter where I go, whatever valley, whatever mountaintop, whatever dark corner, or whatever bright place. We've talked about this in another podcast. It doesn't matter where, He is there.
Mm. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is the best part.
Yeah, it just is.
It is. Yeah. And it's like, and this is why he's telling him all this stuff, all these reasons. It's not because in your own strength, I've given you Hercules strength. You know, it's not, you know, he didn't know. It's not because of anything to do with Joshua. It has to do with God himself. You know, he didn't mean for him to be, like I said, have his own strength or his own courage. He didn't. Mm-hmm. He had it because he knew God was going to go with him.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, when... With God going wherever Joshua went, I think it gave him that confidence. Mm-hmm. There's no reason to fear. There's no reason to be dismayed. Whatever you have to face, just like Jo Heather said, you know, he is bigger. He is bigger than what you're going to face. And Joshua had seen all this stuff. You know, he'd been beside Moses. You know, he was like a little intern to Moses. You know?
Yeah. He really was. It's really neat to read about him.
Yeah, it really, really is. And so, and you know, some of the things that, you know, I, you know, I'm gonna talk about the closing and stuff, but it was, he was ready to go. And I, can you just imagine? I just, you have to just take scripture and just imagine standing there across the river and God saying, I'm going to go with you wherever you go. Wherever you go, I'm there with you. And he's probably just like, I'm ready. I'm ready. And I got God beside me. Now, can you, do you picture God beside you like that? Do you picture him where he's going to be with you? You know, I'm going into a business meeting next week. God's with me. I'm going to have favor in this situation because God's with me. We pray favor over situations in my house. So when things come up and it looks like, well, that doesn't look too good, odds are stacked against me. No, we say, wait a minute, I serve a great God. And so we're going to pray.
Yes.
We're going to pray for favor over the situation. And then we trust God because wherever I go, God is going with me.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, before we close up, because I know this is a very exciting verse we're talking about, I just want to bring you our sponsor spotlight today. So today's episode is sponsored by our very own Christian coach, Jo Heather Dotson. You know, she's a coach and she's a thinking partner for individuals as well as ministry and business leaders. She also hosts her weekly Points to Ponder videos that comes out every Tuesday on tips for Christian living. You know, you can find it on your social media platform. I watched it recently on YouTube. That's where it pops up first for me. You can find out more about Jo Heather at yourchristiancoach.net. That's yourchristiancoach.net. Plus, if you want to be a sponsor of a future episode, or if you want to feature your favorite ministry effort, you can contact us at loveandencouragement.com. So to wrap things up, before I pass it back to Jo Heather, I'm going to wrap some my thoughts up here. So pondering all this stuff together, pondering, Moses was one of my favorite characters in the Bible. Jo Heather knows that I like to imagine Moses. But anyway, also take some time to imagine Joshua here. You know, he believed God after all he had seen and been through. You know, he used to stand out. I love this section of this scripture where he would stand outside of Moses' tent and God would come down. And I always focus on the part where God would come down and talk to Moses face to face, man to man, friend to friend. And how much I would love that. Can you just come down and talk to me, God, like that? But then it would say, if you might just pass over this and miss this. And one day it got my attention. When Moses would finish, then this tent was outside of the camp, you know. Then he would go into the camp. But who stayed? Joshua. Mm-hmm. He stayed at the entrance of the tent. Now, you might just read over that and not really think about a whole lot. But think about this. A tent is like fabric, right? Mm-hmm. So you know, you have to know if he stood outside of that tent, he heard every word that God spoke to Moses. And he probably didn't want to return to camp. He wanted to stay there and ponder the things. I know I would. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of thinking to do if I heard the conversations of God talking to Moses. I would definitely be sitting there wanting to ponder all of that stuff. You know, and probably wonder, is God going to speak to me like that someday? And of course, here he is. You know, God knew that Joshua was outside the tent listening. You know, and he was allowing that to hear. He could have made it so that only Moses heard, but I'm sure he allowed it so that Joshua heard, because he's, remember, he's like an intern. He's preparing him to one day take and lead those people into the promised land. So it's just such an amazing when you think about that, but also to step back from Joshua and think about your life. Think about how God is with you wherever you go in your life. Think about, is he in the car next year? Is he with me in the decisions that I'm making? You know, I think this is a great scripture to really ponder. And really not just take this scripture, but really go back into the Bible and read these chapters. Let it become alive in you and then say, okay, if this was how it worked for him, God wants to work in your life the same exact way.
Yes, he does. Amen, Tammy, because what you said, you know, he was preparing Joshua, and that was for you mentioned it earlier, a long period of time. Joshua had to wait, not from his choices, but from choices that others made. But think about that for your life. You know, what is God preparing you for? He is saying you can be strong and brave no matter what your circumstances are. And it's because God is with you wherever you go. So apply what you're learning from Joshua to your life. How do you apply this to your life? Think about it. Really ponder it. Be like Joshua outside the tent. Just take some time to think about it. You turn the radio off in the car. You go into your prayer closet. If you're a mom with little kids, maybe you're in the utility room with the door closed, you know. Whatever it is, just take a little bit of quiet time to think about what is God saying to you about being strong and courageous today. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for taking time to join us. To support us and learn more about our upcoming Your Kingdom Purpose Women's Workshop, visit loveandencouragement.com. We'll be back next week as we continue to offer you words of encouragement that remind you of God's awesome love.